Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Adam Levin back on the show. Adam's become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's been a consumer advocate for decades now, and in the areas of personal finance, privacy, real estate, government service. He's a former director of the New Jersey Division of Consumer Affairs. He's the chairman and the founder of Identity Theft 9/11 and the co-founder and chairman of Credit.com. He's the author of a brand new book, I say brand new, this year, Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Fishers, and Identity Thieves. Adam Levin, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thanks for inviting me, and I love that commercial. You are the smartest man in radio. I'm with you, buddy.
And there you go, from your mouth to God's ears, right? So that's just like my mother wrote it. So thanks, Adam, for joining us again. You've got your ear to the ground out there on all this global cyber stuff going on, some of the bad stuff going on. We're going to talk about the election in just a little bit, but before we do, give us a little bit of a tour. What's keeping you up at night? What are you seeing, not election necessarily election related, what are you seeing out there that's in the macro sense that's troubling you?
Well, you know, it's what you and I have actually talked about several times before, and that is that breaches have become the third certainty in life, and the cyber war has replaced the Cold War. And I know it sounds a little cliched, but it's true. And that, you know, we're going to be fighting wars in the future where people will be dying, but the difference is it's not because missiles are flying and because people are engaging on the battlefield. It's because folks can have the power to open valves and dams.
Mm-hmm.
They can shut down power grids. They can shut down financial grids. They're going to be using that power. They've done it. I mean, you know, one of the examples not too long ago was a guy was operating in a small dam in upstate New York. Noticed a valve was opening, except he wasn't opening it. Turned out to be a hacker in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Now just take that and make that the Hoover Dam,
mm-hmm.
and you tell me what happens.
Right.
When you bring down a power grid, you create chaos.
Right.
People
and
die.
People die in hospitals, and
absolutely,
and things like that. So the bad guys are North Korea, China, Iran, Russia. And Russia's satellites, right?
They're that, but the truth of the matter is they can be in Asia, they can be in Latin America, heck, they could be a 16-year-old in the basement somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the, you know.
Why can't we put up an iron dome around our system and prevent those guys from getting in? Why can't we do that? Why is it that hard?
Well, because
is it commitment or is it just not possible?
Well, it's a combination of several things. I think you start with the reality that it's close to being impossible. Because you can do everything right, and all you need is one person to do something stupid. Just click on a link, and all of a sudden, bad guys are in. So that's a problem.
Right.
I don't think we've dedicated proper resources to it. The president has tried to introduce...
You told me that. You think the Obama administration actually has made a reasonable effort?
They have made a reasonable effort. They've done an enormous amount through executive order, and I know that, you know, makes a little hair stand up in the back of people's necks.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
But part of the reason why you have to executive order is that when it comes to things cyber, Congress hasn't been able to agree on the day of the week. I mean, occasionally they pass something.
Right.
And I remember once I was meeting with the Republican staffers, because they were the majority of a particular House committee, and they said to me, yeah, we'll get something going this year, but don't expect anything on privacy because we can't agree on what
well,
privacy
the, the
is.
Well, the problem is there's not enough leadership on either side to come to a conclusion that's good for America because they think that the other side will get credit for it.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now in almost everything.
This has got to be, not only a bipartisan effort, but an international effort.
But we can't agree on things like that unless somebody bombs us, unless somebody attacks us, where we have 36 hours of comedy. Otherwise, nobody can agree. There's no leadership, zero leadership.
No, it's terrible. I mean, you know, remember the days when there were lions in the U.S. Senate?
Where are the statesmen?
Aren't too many of them anymore.
They're not anymore. I've been lamenting this for 15, 20 years. Where are the statesmen?
I don't know. It's very depressing.
When we lost the middle in both parties,
yep.
When the Republicans went to the right and the Democrats went to the left, we lost the statesmen. The Blue Dog Democrats, who were the statesmen in the House, they're gone. They're all gone.
No, everyone is too busy posturing.
Yep.
For a constituency, and nobody seems to make a deal for all of us.
And afraid that somebody else is going to get some credit when it's the right thing to do for America. Folks, I'm going to come back to my hashtag, God Help Us. 20 till the hour. Adam Levin and I will be right back. His book is called Swiped. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.